Carlos Fuentes is one of Mexico's best-known novelists and critics. He's won Mexico and Spain's highest literary awards. Fuentes' new novel, The Campaign, is the first in a trilogy called The Romantic Time about 19th-century revolutionary Spanish America. John Linnert has this review.
Carlos Fuentes is wicked. His last novel, Christopher Unborn, imagined the future of Mexico by rewriting the past. After such heavy duty, he seems at the start of The Campaign to be lighthearted. He will entertain us in these 246 pages with the story of Balthazar Bustos, a young Latin American romantic idealist who leaves Buenos Aires in 1810 with his head full of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, first for the Pampas, then for the mountains of Peru, then for Lima and Santiago and Panama and Venezuela, and finally Veracruz. All the while in these 10 years, Balthazar fights the revolutionary wars of independence from the Spanish. All the while he disabuses himself of his books and the philosophers of the French Enlightenment. All the while he's searching for his one true platonic love, Ophelia Salamanca, whose child he stole, for good philosophical reasons, of course. We visit not only the great cities of the South in this republic of Baroque dreams, but also volcanoes and glaciers and an Inca El Dorado. We meet revolutionary priests and crazy viceroys, gauchos and Indians, warlords and pirates, bandits and prostitutes. We also learn a lot about our hero. His mother used to talk to ants. His father, sitting on a cow's skull, asks him, "Are you capable of modifying yourself before you change the world?" He tells his friends, "I will be free in society only when I no longer need society because I myself have transformed it." He tells himself, "My danger is that I admire everything I'm not. Strength, realism, cruelty." And he's not a happy camper. "I have my guilt and my passion," he says, "but I don't have greatness." The best advice he gets is from the heretic Quintana in Mexico. "Always be a problem to your philosophers. Don't give your faith to any ruler or any philosophy without adding your confusion, your complication, your exceptions, your damned imagination." Then Balthazar learns the truth about Ophelia and the lost child, and Quintana gets his head chopped off. All of this is enormous fun. Candide instead of Don Quixote. But then we start to notice little things. For instance, one of Balthazar's mentors is the Jesuit Julian Rios, who in real life is the author of the great Latin American novel Larva. And Balthazar Bustos is not only named for a character in Jorge Luis Borges, but seems with his weak eyes and his library, in the labyrinth, an incarnation of Borges himself. And among the Incas, who should he meet but Simón Rodríguez, the tutor of the great Simón Bolívar himself, after which he sits down with San Martín, the other great liberator of the Americas. And so we are startled into the sudden understanding that Fuentes has written a counterpoint to García Márquez, that The Campaign is an alternative, a rebuttal, to the general in his labyrinth. They're at it again, these Latin American polymaths. "Real life," says Fuentes, "follows the poet's instructions, acting out what has already been written down. This inversion of metaphor is called history." This isn't true, but I wish it were. And for all his fun and games, Fuentes is quite serious about where the revolution in the Americas went wrong. There may be liberty, but there isn't equality. Certainly not for Indians and blacks.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Campaign by Carlos Fuentes.